2 Minutes with Jared Peterson, providing diverse perspectives from a professor of economics at Politecnico Gran Colombiano. Hello, I'm Jared Peterson. Today, I would like to talk about the appreciating Colombian peso. Just 3 months ago, the Colombian peso was trading at 2,600 pesos per dollar. Today, the exchange rate is getting close to 2,000 pesos per dollar. Basically, a strong peso is good for the financial health of Colombia, specifically in paying down external debts. However, a strong peso makes Colombian products expensive and less competitive. A strong peso sometimes hurts exporters because international buyers can choose to do business with other countries where they can get a better value for their purchases, or where they can get more stuff with their foreign currency. Thus, there are pluses and minuses associated with a strong peso. What makes things more difficult is when there's a lot of action in the foreign exchange market from speculators. Speculators are different from long-term investors. Speculators put their money in pesos today, however, they can sell tomorrow, next week, or next month. Thus, speculation contributes to instability. Instability is not good because instability makes things difficult for businesses to make decisions and adds to the cost of doing business. Now, everything I just said has been said by others. However, I would like to add an additional perspective. Some market participants who have access to high-risk capital are likely to also have access to long-term capital. Long-term investment is good because it helps build roads, metro systems, schools, libraries, factories, and creates jobs. Thus, an abundance of long-term investment options could be structured to appeal to currency speculators. The concept would be similar to that promoted by Colombia's tourism industry. Something like this. So, if you like the risk of Colombian peso market, you'll love the stability of long-term investments in Colombia.